Hi, friends. Welcome to Sips of Sunshine, the podcast hosted by Amy Ogden. Sips of Sunshine is a place to share inspiration, positivity, and fresh ways of thinking. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's episode, please share this sip of sunshine with someone you love. And now, on to today's podcast.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the second official Sips of Sunshine podcast. Thanks for listening. I know the first one was just sort of an intro, kind of explained what Sips of Sunshine is, how it started, and the goal of the podcast. And so this is, for me, really my first official podcast episode where I'm going to talk about something other than what my name is and that I have a blog. So I thought a lot about this first episode, and I'm really excited to start with this with you guys. Before we get started, you know, I want to ask you just to straighten your shoulders and take a deep breath. And you've chosen to listen to this podcast, and you've chosen to either put this on a speaker or on your computer or put in your earphones, and maybe you're commuting or walking your dog or walking on the treadmill, but whatever you're doing right now while you're listening, I just ask you to take one intentional deep breath in. Doing it with you because I need to do it too. You know, sit up or stand up a little straighter and choose to be present in this moment and just be here with this message while you're multitasking, which, by the way, is awesome. I think it's one of the reasons I love podcasts so much is because I'm not staring at my phone. I'm not scrolling, but I'm also able to multitask. I'm able to walk on the treadmill or walk around the city or commute to work or whatever I'm doing. And I think the productivity junkie in me really loves podcasts for this reason too. So by all means, I hope you're multitasking, but also choose to tune in to this podcast today. I know it's easy. Sometimes I'll be listening to a podcast on my way to work and suddenly I'll realize I commuted, you know, 10 minutes and couldn't even tell you what was being said. And that's fine too. Honestly, sometimes the comfort of the voice in your ear is really all you need. But anyway, so thanks again for being here and for being a part of this podcast. I am grateful for every single person who's listening and all the positive feedback that I've already received on the podcast. So you're awesome. So today's podcast, I hinted at this in my first one, and I'm actually really excited to talk about this. I'm going to warn you right now, it's weird. It's a super weird topic, and I'm going to ask you while you're listening, I'm going to ask you to be open-minded. I'm going to ask you to just sort of set aside any, like, you know, BS meters you have and just come at this from a place of like, that's interesting. Could I do that? What would that look like for me? Everything I talk about on Sips of Sunshine is for you. I'm going to use personal examples in a lot of things because my life is the only, you know, measuring stick that I really have in many ways. But everything I talk about is for you. I promise you this podcast is not just an audio diary for me to talk about my life. And so what I'm about to tell you is kind of crazy, but as you listen to this, I want you to also put yourself in my shoes and think, could I do this? And if I did, what would it look like for me? So that was a big old lead in to today's topic. But today's topic is how Sips of Sunshine got its name. It is a blog post on my blog that I posted not terribly long ago. And it's one that I held off on posting for a long time. And the reason I held off on it is because it's weird. And I didn't want anyone to think I was like kind of crazy, and I'm not. I'm just open-minded, and I think there are a lot of ways to tell a story, and there are a lot of ways to discover parts of yourself, and this is just one of them. So let's talk about how Sips of Sunshine got its name. And hang on till the end, because there's like a super cool sort of plot twist that even it took me months to realize. So as I mentioned in my first podcast, I hired this life coach in like September of 2016, and we'd worked together for a few months, and she prepared me for one of our calls. And by the way, I've talked about these calls. That's everyone. If you've ever used a coach, they're all different. They all work in their own way. My coach, we did calls, and it worked really, really well for us because we weren't in the same city. So when I talk about calls, I think sometimes some people think about a coach or a counselor or something. You know, you have that picture of like sitting in an office or laying on a couch. Not the case at all. We would have weekly calls and stay in touch that way. So on one of our calls, she had prepared me that we were going to do a practice called Your Future Self Exercise. I talk a lot about your future self in general. I talk about macro and micro, which we'll talk about on another podcast. But, you know, so much of what I do is for me today. But also regularly, I talk about like, well, 50-year-old Amy is going to be so happy I went to spin class. Or 60-year-old Amy is going to be so glad I, you know, started saving for retirement in my 20s. But I really do. Like, I see myself at different ages. I always have. Even when I was young, you know, I saw myself at 30. I saw myself at 40. Now I'm going to tell you, it was nothing like the reality, by the way. So as I sit here and think, oh, you know, 60-year-old Amy, I know 60-year-old Amy in my head sitting here today at 41 is nothing like what 60-year-old Amy is actually going to be like. But it's still fun to think about it. So anyway, I do think about my future self a lot, but this is a little bit different. So my coach told me we were going to do this future self exercise. And the day of the exercise, I'm just going to take you through it kind of real time-ish. So I was sitting on my couch in my apartment in the West Village, and this was back in the apartment I didn't like. This was the one that I hated it. Like, the energy was weird, the place was weird, whatever. But it had big windows and natural light, and it wasn't like a bad place. It just wasn't my place. It wasn't my home. So I remember I opened the shades, and I had these huge windows, and it was a bright day, and I sat on my couch, and I crossed my legs, and, you know, and she took me through an exercise. She had me close my eyes, and she took me through this meditative process. And here's how it went. So she had me close my eyes and breathe in and out and kind of get into like a really calm meditative state. And then she had me picture myself where I was right at that moment in my apartment, legs crossed, on my couch, the sun shining through the window. And she had me in my mind slowly rise up, and I rised, you know, out of the couch and then out of my apartment and then out of my building and up into the sky. And then I could see my neighborhood below me, and then New York below me. And then it went on and on, as you can imagine, if you were in your head kind of beaming up into the universe. And it wasn't that wacky. It was just kind of like, you know, if you were to close your eyes right now and just picture yourself slowly beaming up, it was kind of like that, very Google Earth-y in my head. So she had me beam myself up into the universe. So then I was just kind of like up in the stars, right? Kind of up in the stratosphere. And it was just beautiful and quiet. And then I sort of jumped from one star to another, and I was on a different beam at that point. So it's almost like, imagine if you followed like a beam of gold up in, and you stayed along it though, like, you know, one beam, and then I jumped to a separate beam. And then just like I came up, I went down. But when I went down, that beam took me down to myself 5 years later. And where I was at that moment 5 years later. So I'm going to tell you sort of what that looked and felt like. So as I beamed down, I ended up landing in a very beautiful, kind of a residential, but not like a master planned community, but, you know, residential, nice, beautiful homes, like a neighborhood. And I was standing at the end of a driveway. And I was looking at this house, and it was really beautiful, but nothing crazy, like not extravagant. It was brown and normal and, you know, nothing that you would really like significantly notice if you drove by it. But it was nice. It was really nice and it was really warm and welcoming. And I walked up the driveway and oh, now bear in mind, sorry, because this is a little bit confusing. When I landed back on Earth, I was me at my age at that time, which was 40, and I was meeting my future self at 45. So I beamed down to Earth as myself at 40, and I was meeting. So it's like I just kind of time traveled and got to meet myself in the future. So I walked up the driveway and I knocked at the door. And I answered. I guess I answered. And it was me. And I opened the door and don't laugh because I've actually never told anybody this, not even my coach, not even my best friends. I kind of looked like Cindy Crawford, which I think is really funny, but not Cindy Crawford. Like, I don't think I'm Cindy Crawford, but just like, you know how Cindy Crawford would just have on like jeans and a white V-neck t-shirt and have her hair in a ponytail and she would just look nice and pretty and normal, right? Like it was like that when I say Cindy Crawford. I love you guys and I can't believe I'm telling you I thought I looked like Cindy Crawford, but I did. Anyway, okay, just like put that aside. So 45, so we're going to, now for the sake of confusion, I'm going to say 45-year-old Amy versus 40-year-old Amy from here on. So 45-year-old Amy opened the door and she was so warm and welcoming, and I noticed a couple of things right away. She was in like thin and in shape, which was, I'm not making this up, like super motivating because I've had a hard time getting back into fitness over the last few years. I used to be such a crazy like fitness fanatic, and now I'm sort of like, it's more like, oh, that's funny, I went to the gym versus like, of course I went to the gym. And so that was really motivating, like, okay, your future self takes care of herself. And seriously, like it sort of changed. Like I really started thinking like about what I eat better and my fitness better. She was in jeans and a t-shirt, really simple. She had her hair in a ponytail, but it was brown. And at the time, I've always had dark brown hair, but at the time I was torturing my hair with highlights. I'm like, my hair does not want to be blonde. My hair wants to be brown or gray and nothing else. So like, so, you know, I see her and she's fit and she's healthy and she's normal and she's not overdone and she's not like puffed up with this and tightened up with that. She's just like a nice, beautiful, normal looking woman. And so I immediately stopped getting highlights. I've not gotten a highlight since, and my hair is so much happier. But she just looked great. And she was nice and normal and so warm and welcoming. So she welcomed me in, and I walked in, and the house was really beautiful, but really, again, I just keep saying the word normal because I don't know what other word to use. Like, it was nice, but it wasn't extravagant. It wasn't showy. It was comfortable, like the kind of place where you don't worry about wearing your shoes into the house or plopping down on the couch or setting your coffee cup on the table without a coaster. You know, like it was a beautiful, warm, inviting home. Really well decorated. It had this big kitchen with a big center island with bar stools, which I have these visions one day of my home having like a big center island in the kitchen with bar stools because I picture it like the kind of kitchen where your friends and your family are just going to gather around for holidays or Super Bowl Sunday or birthday parties or whatever. And so the kitchen was big and warm and inviting. And we poured a cup of coffee and then we went to the living room, which was, it kind of adjoined the kitchen, like a great room. You know how there's like the living room that goes right into the kitchen? It was like that. And we went into the living part of it and we sat on the couch and we sat on like the couches kind of like came up to each other like a corner, like an L. And she sat on the end of one and I sat on the end of the other. So we were kind of facing each other and we just talked. And my coach was guiding me through all of this. You know, what does she look like when she opens the door? What does the home look like? Like, she was guiding me through sort of the visualization of all of this. And we talked and I got to ask her some questions. And I don't, you know, I think I'll reveal some of these over time, but I got to ask her what her life looks like. And I got to ask her what she's the most proud of over the last 5 years. I got to ask her, you know, what was difficult over the last 5 years. I really just got to talk to her and get a sense of what her life looked like. And that was really, really neat. So we talked for several minutes, and then as we were getting ready to say goodbye, my coach said, I want you to ask her one last question. I want you to ask her what her nickname is. What do people call her? Now, coming back to real life, Amy, I do not have a nickname. Amy is a hard name to give a nickname to. It's a short name. It doesn't really, like, sometimes people call me Ames, like A-M-E-S, which is super cute, by the way, and I like it, and you can call me Ames anytime. But, like, that's kind of it. Like, you know, I had a nickname that my dad called me when I was a baby that followed me for my whole life, and my brother still calls me that nickname. But, like, you know, Amy's a hard one to mess with. And so, anyway, I've never had a nickname. I think one time when I was in my 20s, for like a minute, I tried to nickname myself. I tried to call myself Vitamin A, which, like, I don't even know. I think it was when Vitamin C, like, the singer had a, she was like a one-hit wonder. If you're listening to this and you're under 30 or 35, you don't even know what I'm talking about. But anyway, tried to nickname myself. It doesn't work. Don't do it. So I don't have nicknames. And so my coach says, you know, ask her what her nickname is. What do people call her? And so I asked her, and without hesitation, 45-year-old Amy smiled, and she said, Sunshine. People call me Sunshine. Oh, my God, I'm, like, tearing up. This is so crazy. I'm tearing up saying that. So that was it. So people call her Sunshine. And we said goodbye, and it was just really easy and comfortable. So that, you know, the exercise was interesting. I kind of felt like I was, like, watching a movie, you know, like I was just watching like a movie about a girl who knocks on a door and talks to another, a woman, and, you know, nothing that earth shaking, but also, like, it's hard to describe, you guys, but, like, I felt like I knew it. Like, I knew that home and I knew that kitchen. There were two golden doodles in the backyard, and I knew those dogs. Like, it just, it really felt good. And what was super cool about it was I love my life today, but I also loved the life I saw. The life I saw was completely different than the life I have today. You know, today I live in this tiny studio, and I live this incredible life, and I travel constantly, and I have this great group of friends, and we're constantly doing things, and life is so good. And but my future life is also so good, and it's so different. And I love that. I love that you can live multiple lives in the same lifetime. And so I left, and we said goodbye, and I beamed back up, and I jumped over to the star, and I beamed back down, and then I was back in my West Village studio at 40 years old, and the sunlight was shining into my apartment, and it was so cool, and I could breathe deeper, and I could see my future, and it was just calm and confident and beautiful, and it didn't feel disruptive, and it didn't feel in transition, which is how my life had felt for the last few years. And so that part was done, and we talked about it, my coach and I did, and it was great, and we really enjoyed it, and it was a successful session. And I went on to Etsy that day, and I bought a bracelet that says Sunshine, and I wear it every day as a reminder of the woman I am and the woman I'm continuing to become. And so that was in, like, November of 2016, and now the timeline, again, for sipsofsunshine.com, is that I launched it in February of 2017, so a few months later. And so that was November of 2016, was the future self exercise. And in January of 2017, so a couple months later, so I was getting dressed one day, and I have a tattoo. And a lot of people don't know I have a tattoo unless you see me, like, in a bathing suit or something, because it's on my right hip and it's small and it's covered by clothing and whatever. And I have this tattoo. And if you have a tattoo, you'll know what I'm talking about. But there's this crazy thing about tattoos where you become really blind to them over time. I got it when I was, like, 19. It was just, like, a silly spur of the moment decision. There was no planning involved. I have no attachment to the tattoo. Like, I actually years ago tried to take it off. There was this ad on the radio for an at-home tattoo removal kit. And it was $200, which for me was a ton of money at the time, but I had a credit card, so whatever. So I go online and I buy this at-home tattoo removal kit, and it shows up like 4 to 6 weeks later. And I still remember it was in like a beat-up box. It was just like, it was the most bootleg like piece of machinery I'd ever found. And I open the box and it is, you guys, I'm not making this up, it is a battery-powered little circular sander and a bottle of acid. And it was like every day for 2 weeks, you were supposed to sand your tattoo and pour acid on it. I mean, I don't, like, I can't even. 2 weeks later, it was just really buffed out and shiny and super clear. It hadn't gone anywhere. So anyway, so I have this tattoo. I've had it forever. A couple months after the future self exercise, I'm getting dressed one morning, and for the first time in forever, I notice the tattoo. And I'm sure you can guess what it is. It's a sunshine. And I got it when I was 19, 21 years before I did this exercise. And I immediately texted my coach and I was like, oh my God. And I told her what it was and I told her, and she said, Amy, I'm not surprised at all. Sunshine is a part of who you are. And she's always been a part of you. And I remember getting that tattoo at 19 and having no reason I chose a sunshine, you guys. I had no reason. I just picked a picture out of the catalog in a hurry and I did it. So now I'm not getting rid of my tattoo. It's staying forever. But that's the story of Sips of Sunshine. That is the funny plot twist to Sips of Sunshine. And I really love the name. And you know, sometimes I struggle with it because I'm like, Is it too like fluffy? Is it too immature? Am I going to get, you know, when I'm 50, am I going to be like, oh my God, Sips of Sunshine? And you know, who knows? Maybe I will. Maybe by then it'll have a different name. But there's something like really intentional about it. And I think who couldn't use a little extra sunshine in their life? So that's today's blog post. God, I still need to get like onto the podcast train. That's today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. And more importantly, I hope you took a moment during this to think, if I beamed up and jumped over and beamed back down and met myself in 5 years, like what could that look like? And if all you do is take a minute today and close your eyes and just think like, Maybe my house will look like this, or maybe my family will look like that, or maybe I'll live here, or whatever. You know, take a minute today and close your eyes and picture your future, because what's super cool about it is you can love today and you can also love what tomorrow looks like at the same time. And that's it for today. And if nobody's already told you today, you're really awesome. And your life is really meaningful, and you're doing pretty cool stuff. So, thanks for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
You've just listened to the Sips of Sunshine podcast with your host, Amy Ogden. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play, and be sure to visit sipsofsunshine.com for more inspiration. See you at the next episode.